65 degrees at 8:57. Time for a quick check on commodity markets this morning. And we bring in Bill Gentry from Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian. Glad to be with you again. USDA numbers will probably end up being the story of the day. Our market's mostly defensive here again this morning, but wheat has seen a little bit of a recovery effort after yesterday's losses. Crude trade is up better than half a dollar, and the dollar is down modestly, giving a slight positive influence to our markets. We did not see any sales announced on the USDA's overnight reporting system, which is a little bit of a disappointment. Currently, December corn's down 1 3/4 at 365. Next July is down 1.5 at 390.5. Soybeans, November beans down 6.25 at 825.5. And next March is 852.5, down 5 3/4. Chicago wheat, up about 6 3/4 basis the September. December is up 4.5 at 523.25. Next July is up 2.5 at 555 even. Kansas City wheat up 2 at basis of December at 524.75. And next July is 559 even, up 1.5. Minneapolis wheat up about a nickel basis of September at 569.25. And December is 579.75, up 4.5. Livestock trade pretty firm this morning, with cattle and hogs both up about a dime. Monday, the Australian government cut their 2018 wheat production figure 13% from their June estimate to 19.1 million metric tons. This is pretty much in line with trade expectations. We'll see if the USDA tries to massage that number into today's report. In the broad strokes, domestic corn production is expected to be 14.529 billion bushels, down from 14.586 a month ago. This is on ideas that yield figures should slip about a half a bushel from last month's 178.4. Domestic soybean production is expected to be 4.649 billion bushels, up from 4.586 last month. This is on ideas that national average yield will rise better than a half a bushel per acre. Carryout ideas for corn are a little better than 2 billion bushels, in line with last month's figure. Soybean carryout is expected to swell on increased yield expectations. Average estimates is about 830 million, but some do think that figure will be a little bit north of that. Globally, world wheat carryout should tighten a little. Same with corn. Soybean carryout is expected to rise. Thanks, Brian. We hope everybody has a great day.
Thank you very much, Bill. That's Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana, joining us this morning. Pretty pleasant morning across central Illinois. We're at 65 degrees here in Urbana with calm conditions. 62 degrees at last check in Bloomington Normal, 64 in Danville, 66 degrees in Charleston Mattoon, 65 degrees in Rantoul. Meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says sunny skies with a high of 81 degrees and east wind around 5 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight and a low of 57. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.